The Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by Lanolin Plus Liquid, the golden liquid that adds a special plus to every woman's beauty. Lanolin Plus Liquid Makeup, Lanolin Plus Lipstick, and Lanolin Plus Hand Lotion that helps keep that plus there. Now, here's Bing.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now to a song.
Love is the sweetest thing. What else on earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love's own story? Love is no song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is the tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the greatest thing, the oldest and yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story to you.
Bing, that's a very nice song, and you sing it well.
Thank you, Ken. I always keep my portrayal topical. This being St. Valentine's Day, I try to give it real heart. If you get the time,
oh, then. Very neatly, sir.
I thought so. Yes, I really thought so.
Oh, by the way, Bing, did you send out all your Valentines?
Did I send them out? I started a month ago. Old Hope hasn't a chance this year. Oh, but I saved the biggest and the juiciest one to last.
Now, how's that, Bing?
Well, I wanted to tell all the gals about Lanolin Plus Liquid. How it can make them look even prettier. And if they worry about counting birthdays, a Lanolin Plus Liquid can help make them look years younger.
Yes, ladies, you know those crow's feet and, well, sometimes little lines in your face? Lanolin Plus Liquid softens and blends these signs of age, makes them much less noticeable. And all you do is massage Lanolin Plus Liquid into your skin at night. Next morning, skin dryness has disappeared. With continued use, your skin is softer, smoother, and younger looking.
There, whoa now, you're lifting my material, stealing my stuff. I'm going to get the last word in. Lanolin Plus Liquid, this amazing golden liquid, is only $1 plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. How's that for a Valentine? For your looks and your pocketbook. You got those eyes of blue, kisses too. I never knew what love could do. Can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me, way high. Just can't imagine that you love me. But after all is
said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love, that you're in love with me.
You know, Bing, that song recalls me a certain February 14th, way back when I was a kid, back in Peoria. The day I got my first Valentine.
Ken, you're trembling.
Oh, my head swims every time I recall it. Gertrude DeVault was her name.
Gertrude DeVault, I know just how you feel. After all, Ken, I once received my first Valentine, too. I recall such a wave of giddiness overcame me that I ran my bicycle right into the plate glass window of Benny Stubeck's candy store.
My goodness, Bing, were you hurt?
Oh. Terribly. Penny was so mad that I'd broken his window, he didn't let me keep the candy that accidentally got shoved into my pocket. But about your first Valentine, Ken, was it real romantic job?
Oh, I'll say it was. It was trimmed in lace.
Oh, lace had a very romantic connotation in those days.
It sure did.
Of course, I don't know if it's still in vogue on Valentine's Day.
Well, me either. I don't get as many Valentines as I used to.
Fallen off a little.
Yeah, they have. Yes, Dolly Bing, way back during the Middle Ages.
Yes, the Middle Ages, when you received your first Valentine.
Please, dear boy, it was long enough ago without any ripping.
I'm sorry, I said it, Ken. So I'll tell you what you do on your way home. Do drop by some little sweet shop and get yourself a heart-shaped box of candy. Put it on the expensive.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll do that. But what I was going to say, Bing, is that during the Middle Ages, it was generally believed that birds began to mate on February 14th, and thus the day became synonymous with love and romance.
I suppose that's why lots of Valentines have doves billing and cooing on them.
Undoubtedly. I looked up St. Valentine's in the encyclopedia this afternoon.
Oh, you are a deep one.
Anyhow, I read that in the year 1509, one Dame Elizabeth Bruce. Dame Elizabeth Bruce. Oh. And she wrote to one John Peyton, with whom she hoped to arrange a match for her daughter.
What do you got there, a photostat of the letter?
No, I just tore the page out of my encyclopedia. Oh. It says, and I quote, "And cousin mine, upon Monday is St. Valentine's Day, and every bird chooseth himself a mate. And if it like you to come on Thursday night, and make provision that you may abide till then, I trust that we may bring the matter to a conclusion." See, businesslike as Dame Bruce seems to have been, she seems to have been the first Cupid, too.
There's a businesslike side to love, you know, according to the papers, eh?
Well, it's a wonderful day, and a wonderful thought, and a tradition which keeps poets and printers happily engaged in the greeting card business.
Ken, did you know that today, St. Valentine's Day, is also Jack Benny's birthday?
Will he admit it?
Oh, he always admits it, but not enough of it.
Well, happy birthday to Jack Benny, even though his calendar is in a rut.
Happy birthday to Jack and all the other little Valentines born on this day. Ken, if you'll excuse me now, I'll burst into song. Well, I won't burst. I'll burge you. I'll sing something. Let's put it that way. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. Beggars can be choosers. Winners, though they're losers. Anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. When the right one meets your eyes. 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing. Suddenly the world seems new. All at once your heart starts singing the way that mine did when I looked at you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone can touch a star. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall in love. Oh, anyone can fall in love.
Say, Ken, since it's Valentine's Day, haven't you got something real sweet for the gals to think about?
Oh, I sure do, Bing. It's the thought, only it's more than a thought, of how you gals can suddenly seem to have grown an entirely new and flawless skin. because that's actually what happens when you wear Lanolin Plus liquid makeup. Lanolin Plus liquid makeup covers shadows, lines, little imperfections that well. And remember, this is the only makeup in the world that contains Lanolin Plus liquid to beauty treat your skin every second it's on your face. Try Lanolin Plus liquid makeup, $1 plus tax, wherever cosmetics are sold. And give your heart a real gift soon.
Well, I've got a ballad here I'd like to do for you now. It's a song called All Through the Night.
All through the night, I delight in your love. All through the night, you're so close to me.
Proof that Lanolin Plus Liquid is your skin's best beauty friend, just try it soon. Then ask that man in your life to touch your face. How soft it is, how much younger feeling. He'll tell you in a second. And when you pick up your bottle of Lanolin Plus Liquid, it's only a dollar plus tax wherever cosmetics are sold. Notice all the other wonderful things Lanolin Plus makes. Lipstick to keep your lips richly red. Hand lotion to keep your hands ever so lovely. And Lanolin Plus for the hair, to keep yours soft, sweet, and shimmering. I have a feeling you'll want to try them, too.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair.
Be sure to hear Bing Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music.